It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines. What a special day. And it's a special day every year around this time because it is the start of March Madness. It is the start of the Bracket of Hughes. And a congratulations to Joe Wechter, a WIP Hall of Famer. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just wanted to take this time. I had a lot on my mind, but when you brought that up, I said I need to probably pivot and talk about my man, Joe Wechter. I just want to say thank you to Joe. Joe, I remember when I first started doing radio. And, you know, we used to do that when I used to work with Rob Cherry. And Joe used to talk about, you know, the callers. And he was like, don't tether yourself to the call board. Because, you know, we tend to because we want to see how many people calling. I remember him telling me, and it always stuck with me, there's more people that listen to radio than actually interact with radio. Now, shout out to all the people that we interact with on a daily basis. But I want to send a special shout out to all those people that listen to the station that don't interact with us, but you listen to us every day. We appreciate you, all of you people. All you guys. Because I didn't want to, you know, be hitting y'all with the you people.
Well, that's a Hugh Douglas right there. No, we appreciate everyone. And we appreciate Joe, who has been here for 38 years. Special day for him today. And it's so well-earned. He's a huge part,
big part
of why WIP became what it
the
became.
The juggernaut.
Well, he is. I mean, he's an awesome guy, and he's great at what he did here. We're going to pay homage to Joe over the course of our show as well today. 215-592-9494 gets you. All right, it is a fun day, Hugh Douglas. We had a couple things going on. NCAA tournament today, which I always love this time of year. I'll be watching all the
games. March Madness.
Yeah, the Bracket of Hughes, which we will start throwing matchups at you guys coming up in a little bit as we decide and we crown the best of all Hughes personalities here. But, Hugh, it's also today 1 week away from the start of the Major League Baseball season. The Phillies will open in Washington next Thursday against the Nationals. We're here. I mean, we went to spring training. We came back. And now we are here 1 week away from the start of Major League Baseball. And, Hugh, there's something interesting that I'm noticing that has been out there a lot lately this spring, and it's a little different compared to last year. So I remember last year, after a couple years of the Phillies being in the wild card round, there was a lot of discussion on WIP, is this the year to win the division, right? And then they went out there, they won the division. And this spring, there's been very little talk about the importance of winning the NL East. It's more like, hey, yeah, just we'll see what happens in the playoffs. Even to the point I'm listening this morning, and the morning show is talking about what's top of mind, you know, a week out till opening day. And Joe said he wasn't sure if he even felt like he wanted them to win the division. And I understand the sentiment because we've seen how the format has changed in the baseball playoffs the last few years. But I'll come out and say it. Yes, I want the Phillies to win the division. And yes, I think it should be important to win the division. The way I view it is, it feels like the Phillies have talked themselves into a pretzel the last few years. Should we try to win the division? Should we go all out? Do we have to press early? Should we hold back for the end? Here's the bottom line. Just be the best team you could be and get ready throughout the season to win the World Series. And I look at it like this. Number one, this division is hard. And if you don't win this division, you're going to be in the wild card mix. If you're in the wild card mix, there's no guarantee to make the playoffs. There's other good wild card teams. And I don't want to have to play a wild card series if I don't have to. I want the Phillies to win the division. They won it last year. I think it should be important. I think it should be something they push for again this year. But I'm not sure, listening to those, you know, players, manager, if they're really going to go all out for 162 or kind of pull back. Hugh, where do you come down on this? Because it's weird. Other sports, it's obvious. Baseball has become a little bit more of gray area. Like, do you want to? Is it important? Is it necessary? Hugh, is it important to you for the Phillies to win the division?
Allow me to long talk for
there
a little bit.
There he is,
man.
Long talking Douglas.
because the reason why is I feel like once when I long talk a little bit, I give people a better understanding of my position when it comes to this.
Right.
Now, I've been a part of two NFC championship games, and we finally got over the hump in the third one. And every year, you always go out in that year and say, okay, you set certain goals for yourself in order to get to the ultimate goal, and that's the Super Bowl. There's been a couple of times, Joe, where we've made those lesser goals, and the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be.
Yep.
Now, I say all that to say, last year when the Phillies started the season, they wanted to have the best record in baseball. They wanted to win the division. That was one of the goals they set for the failure that they had the year before against the Arizona Diamondbacks because of the way that it went down. So they set out this year, and they did everything. They've accomplished most of the goals that they want to accomplish except for the last one, and that's to get to the World Series. I think that being down there in Clearwater the last couple of days and talking to the guys, the message is still clear. And the mission is still in front of them. But they're at the point now where they just want to get in the dance and win it. So they don't really care how they get there. I think the biggest key to this season is to be playing good baseball towards the end of the year. I think that's the biggest thing because we've seen so many different – we've seen wild card teams that get in. We've seen teams that didn't have the number one seed win it over the last couple of years. Yep. We saw a team that had the number one seed or home field advantage win it. So – I don't think that there's a right or a wrong way to get there. Just make sure that your bats aren't cold in what, December, January? What, December? I'm thinking about football.
September, October. Those bats are probably going to be cold in December and January.
I was doing well until I got to that end part. Damn it, man.
It's all right. I understand your point, but So here's my perspective on this. I think we're playing with a little bit of fire on this. So it's been a few years of this new format, right? And what I kept hearing last year was, well, you don't have to have home field. You don't have to have the idea of winning the division. But last year, the Dodgers did win their division and had home field. They won the World Series. The Yankees won their division and home field. They made the World Series. I just think over time, not having to play that first round series is going to be an important thing. Last year it was, the years before it wasn't, right? We don't know yet. That's not, as you would say, Hugh, it's an inconclusive study, this new playoff form. It is. It's a Harvard-Hugh study.
That's Harvard.
But my instinct is it's better to have home field and the first round bye than have to play a three-game series. And you know, you might call this alarmist chili, or you might call this plant-based chili. I'm just going to say it this way. Guys, I'm not sure if the teams that finish second and third in the NL East are guaranteed to make the playoffs. I'm going to make this very clear. I think the Phillies are a playoff team. But if they don't win the division, the NL has a lot of good teams. Like, you could miss out on the playoffs if you don't win the division. The way I look at it is like this. The NL Central has to have a team. That's one. The Dodgers are going to be in the playoffs. So there's two teams.
Mm-hmm.
That means four other teams will make the playoffs. And of these five, that means one of these five teams will not.
The Braves are going to be better.
Braves, Mets, one of those who won the division, or the Phillies. Braves.
Wait, I'm just saying, that was just the first team that popped in my head.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Good morning, Atlanta.
There it is. Braves, Mets, Padres, Phillies, Diamondbacks. Just the math says one of those teams is not going to make the playoffs because there's only three wildcard spots. So I don't want to be in a thing where we enter September, it's like, uh-oh. Your Braves or Mets are five up in the division, and whichever one you think is better. And the Phillies are in a good spot, but They're fighting with the Diamondbacks, fighting with the Padres, fighting with the other NL East team. Like the playoffs are not a lock if the Phillies don't win the division. So I want to push for it, and I just think having that goal is a good thing. I don't want the Phillies to kind of meander through the regular season and say, we'll just turn it on when we get there. 215-592-9494. Let's hear if Dave Dombrowski asked on the morning show a couple weeks ago about this exact topic, because it's one we've spoken about for a couple years. Is this important? Should the Phillies go to try to win this division? Here's Dave on the idea of the division versus not winning it.
Is it better to win the division or not?
Well, you're going to try to win the division. That's the way it is, because you're going to try to win every game you possibly can.
Yeah.
And I the way I answer that question, which is taking an easy way out. If you, I would rather go into the wild card if you guaranteed me we win the first round.
Right. Yeah, no, but that's a great, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Fair.
Because then you're rolling.
Then I'm rolling.
Even though you're playing the next series on the road in game one.
I don't care.
Yeah. I agree
because
with that.
Really,
that's where I'm at.
Really, it's
but you can't. But you can't guarantee it.
That's
course,
the problem.
Yeah.
Because it's in a short series, in a three-game series, anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, even much more so. So that's why, if you told me, I'd rather win the division and I take my chances, and I would like to approach that. Okay, how do we come in hot and play well and that after a five-day layoff?
I thought that was a great answer by Dombrowski and Hugh, because they all reacted the same way when Dave said, well, if you told me we'd have to play in the wild card round and we'd win that round and then we'd go into the next one hot, I feel good about that. But then Joe jumped in and said, but you can't guarantee that. That's why it's a challenge when they think about this, because, yeah, of course everyone wants that. But what if you get picked off in that three-game series?
Yeah, but it's nothing guaranteed. You could win the division and still get picked off.
Well, the Phillies did last year, yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where I look at it like this. Where do I have the best chance to play my best baseball?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And I've always been in the mindset. It's kind of like running a lap or a sprint or whatever. You know, initially, you start running, your body's a little sore. You know, it takes a while to get going.
Yep.
You know, you got to get that lactic acid that has built up in your body. You got to get that out of there a little bit. But once you get going and it's smooth, now you can pick up the pace a little bit and you're used to it. That's kind of how I feel with any sport, especially when you're talking about playing in the best of five or the best of seven series. Is who has that momentum that's going to carry them.
Well, with an older team, Hugh, there's a chance the Phillies do it the way you're talking and kind of slow play this out of the gate. Look, Ranger Suarez has a sore back. We're going to get to the news, what Topper said yesterday. There's a real chance that they put him on the IL to start the season. And then we see where he is, right? And Taiwan starts the rotation. I want the Phillies to try to win the division. I think it's important. I'm guessing a lot of people, though, after what's happened with this team the last three Octobers, are not going to agree with me today. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down on this? The Phillies are 1 week out. This morning they were discussing this. Topper is disgusted. Mm-hmm. Dabrowski's disgusted. We won the division last year. They did not the prior 2 years. Is it important to you for the Phillies to win the division?
I think to say it's not important, sorry, Hugh, is insanity. Like, it's just way too risky to go in and think that you're better off going in as a wild card where you could lose in a three-game series. Like, think about it this way. The National League is really good. I mean, it's way better than the AL. Our division might be the best division in all of baseball,
I
right?
I think it is. Best top three.
Right, so if we don't make the playoffs as the division winner, then you're already throwing elbows with the other team that's the odd team out, right? Whether that's going to be the Braves or the Mets. And then if you look down the way, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Diamondbacks, that's tough too. I mean, you'll risk missing the playoffs entirely if you don't go into this with the mindset that you need to win the division. And I think a lot of times fans, like, there's like a false correlation here with that, you know, the wild card, all of a sudden you have the hot bats, right? You're the hot team going into the playoffs. I understand that was kind of the way it went for us. But you pointed out last season it was the Dodgers, it was the Yankees. Both teams won their division.
Yep.
People get too hung up on being hot, where sometimes, and we just saw this as evidenced by last season, it is good to just be the better team. The Yankees, the Dodgers were the better team. And, you know, this is more of a minor point. But the fact that this team is a little bit older, I know it's only maybe three games, but you're just playing more games and you're playing longer into the season. If you do the wild card, like, I don't want to risk any chance of them running out of gas or them getting injured or them having a pitching issue, like anything like that. It's just there's too much risk involved with not wanting to go out there and win the division. Now, you know, we can go in as a wild card and we could be fine. We could win all the games. We can end up winning the World Series, but I think you have to go into this with the mindset that the division is the priority for the regular season.
I'm with you. Just try to win every baseball game. 215-592-9494. My concern is, the sense I get is the Phillies are going to try to be smart with an older roster and give guys days off. And I understand the logic to that. But I'm looking into the future, and they kind of slow play April. Ranger might be on the IL. They kind of, you know, they let Taiwan start the season in the rotation. All of a sudden, we're looking up on Labor Day. It's like, man, we're two games back of a playoff spot. Like, are we going to even make this thing? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Joe Wechter Day.
It is Joe Wechter Day here at WIP. What's up, Chris?
Guys, let me share a little Joe story for you. When I came into the studio that Friday before the Super Bowl to do my hype speech with y'all and live on air, I did have the privilege of meeting Joe. He was in, I guess, his studio across the hall there. He did get, you know, hopped up, walked over, stopped what he was doing, said hello to us, was extremely kind. And I do have to share this. It made a huge impact on me. I mean, just a super nice guy. I mean, you could tell as soon as you meet the guy that he's just a really good dude. But actually, it was one of the rare times in my life where I was a little tongue-tied. You know, I know this is going to sound unusual for me, but I actually was a loss for words. Lord knows, you know, I can talk, and sometimes some people call it lawn talking. But it was an honor to meet the guy. So, Joe, congratulations, brother. Now, Let's pivot back over here to the topic of the day. The Phillies do not need to win the division. Only you know, non-baseball people, Hugh, would share that vision that they need to win, because, Hugh, they don't really know baseball like you and I do. the 2022, you know, wild card team, World Series, you know, lost in World Series. 23, you know, wild card team, lost in the NL Championship Series. You know, we win the division last year and first series out. So, no. Sometimes, Hugh, you got these guys, they just don't understand it. They're so analytical. Analytics falls to the personnel sometimes. This team needs to stay locked in. They need to stay humble. Their mindset needs to be doing whatever it takes and not riding their ego. So they play best when their backs are against the wall. It keeps them focused, and for whatever reason, we've seen that. And to try to go against that because analytics says less games, shorter postseason equals more wins, doesn't work with this group, guys. So you got to get beyond that. So the most important thing that this team needs to do is they have to get hot after the All-Star break, like Mr. Baseball Hugh said, ride it hard and deep into the postseason. That's what needs to happen, all right? And I'm going to leave you with one last thing. To the GOAT at WIP, WECKTER! WECKTER! Congratulations, Joe.
Unfortunately, you misspelled it.
Yeah, you know what?
Roaring star.
I think the thought that matters there.
I see it.
That's what matters.
It's the thought that counts.
By the way, on a day we honor Joe Wechter, I never thought that we'd live in a world where the WIP audience, a host here in Hugh Douglas, is advocating to not win the division. We're conceding the division.
That's true. Wechter would be very disappointed.
Braves or the Mets.
I'm not conceding anything. I am trying
Unbelievable.
I'm trying to figure out a better way to get to the ultimate goal, because we've tried it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the Cinderella story early on, then we had the debacle in Arizona. We came back with a new resolve, and did everything that we set out to do.
And that didn't work either, right?
And it didn't work. So now, I mean, I would like to win the division, but I'm not pressed.
I know. I'm just disappointed.
I think it's
plant-based.
It's more.
What's going to put me in the best position to be the best me I could be late in the season?
All I know is Angelo's out there, Wechter's out there, and the
radio icon.
The foundation of WIP would be so disappointed that so many people are plant-based and don't want to win the NL East. 215-592-9494. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? I think it is. Hugh doesn't. Now, he long talked through it, but I understand his point. 215-592-9494. It's shameful on today.
All right, go to hell.
All right. Your calls on the Phillies. Is it important to win the division? Plus, it's March Madness specifically for the bracket of Hugh Douglas. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to toss to you a matchup at the end of your phone call, and the Hugh that you pick advances to the next round. That's coming up. Plus, the latest on Ranger Suarez is back. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.